with the audiences in Meta Ads, there is basically three type of audience we have. One is your custom audience. So that is anything that is connected to you. So that would be your email list you can upload. You can target your Instagram, your Facebook page following. So that is your custom audience that is yours, so to say. Then there is a lookalike audience. And that is the audience where you're basically asking algorithm to find more people that is similar to your existing audience. And then finally, we have an interest audience. And this is where you can get really creative in who you're targeting, gender, age, those basic things. But also we can see if we have some kind of a big photographer in the area and see if we can target them, or people who are interested in photography, or people who are recently engaged. Yes, we engaged in the last year, right? People who are interested in weddings, people who are like, there is so many different interests. Like there's literally thousands and thousands of those interests. So the beauty of it is it really doesn't matter what your niche is. There's probably interest out there for you. And yes, sometimes it requires some digging and testing and understanding, you know, again, your clientele and everything. And that's why I'm kind of like, you have to understand your audience and what they like, because I mean, the weddings is pretty straightforward. Yes, people engaged in the last year, they probably are looking to, you know, book a wedding and have a photographer there. That is pretty straightforward. But even if you have something a little more complicated, there are ways to target that for sure.
You're listening to the Build and Bloom podcast with host Jessica Whitaker, an educator of film and digital photography to beginners, both in workshops across the globe and online. Creator of the Build and Bloom group on Facebook, one of the largest and most engaged photography communities with over 60,000 members, and founder of nonprofit Sister Sister, a monthly networking group for young women in media. Jessica Whitaker cuts the fluff and will help you to grow your photography business with practical, actionable tips in every episode. If you're ready for a roadmap to a better personal and professional balance, then Build and Bloom podcast will help encourage, empower, and educate you to not only build your dream business, but sustain it. And now, here's your host, Jessica Whitaker.
This podcast episode is brought to you by my Business Basics class. I teach you the 8 essential steps to get your business legal and legit so you can watch it bloom. You'll learn the basics of what is an LLC and the first steps to opening one up, opening a business bank account, how to find an accountant, what is bookkeeping and how can you do it yourself to save some money, what contracts and legal documents to consider and where you can buy them, the starting point for saving for your retirement, how to find a financial advisor, and where to start looking for business insurance. When you avoid getting all these ducks in a row, you are risking getting sued, paying more in taxes, and missing out on turning your income into more money. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/businessbasics to enroll. Thanks again to myself for sponsoring my podcast episode. Hey, photographer, Jessica Whitaker here. In this episode of the Build and Bloom Photography Podcast, I am bringing in my Facebook ad expert, Daria. She is my go-to whenever I have meta ads that I need to run. So meta is the umbrella of which Facebook and Instagram live. Daria and I have worked together for a handful of years, and she goes beyond the ads themselves. She helps me strategize a marketing plan so that the ads perform their absolute best. Daria is on a mission to support women in making more money and amplifying their impact with meta ads while living a life of freedom and abundance. In this episode, she will cover the basics of meta ads. So when are you ready to start running ads, latest trends in ads, and how to get started with ads. You can find Daria over on Instagram at adsbydaria or on her website, yellowirismarketing.com. Her info will be linked in the show notes below. There's a lot that we're going to cover today, so let's get started.
Daria, I am so excited to have you as a guest on the Build and Bloom podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Let's just jump right into it. For my photographers who are listening, when are you ready to start running ads in your business?
That's such a great question. And I think it's a very loaded question, like surprisingly, because a lot of times, you know, you hear the suggestions of like, oh, you should run ads like very soon, or like you should run ads only when you reach like multiple six figures in your business. And I think there is a really two questions there, because there is a question of when are you ready for ads? And there's a question of when are you ready to hire someone to run ads for you? And I think those are two very different questions, because if you are, you know, just starting out, and let's say, you know, you had some success in business, so you know who you serve, how you help people, you know, generally your audience, all of that, like you can start running ads in a small way. The challenge there is that you need to run ads the right way. And if you're hiring someone, a lot of times, if we're talking about, you know, retainer kind of style package where it's like ongoing basis, it's, you know, four figures a month, right? And so for a lot of people who are relatively new, it might be a too big of an investment at that level. And that's why a lot of ads manager will tell you that, oh, wait until you're multiple six figures before investing into ads. But what they're really saying before investing into ads manager, which totally makes sense, right? And so, but for me, like, I think once you have a solid foundation for your business, so again, once you know who you help, how you help, you know, generally your audience, what your offer is, so you're not just doing photos of everyone and anyone, right? But you have a niche, you have, you know, this is what the area I serve, this is the type of client I serve, I have some kind of style, you know, all of those things. Once you have those foundations in place, you can absolutely use ads in a small way. And this is where, like, I've created my ad intensive that basically helps you get started without that massive ongoing investment.
For those who don't know anything about ads, other than you're targeted sometimes with where ads on Facebook, you are thinking about a pina colada in your dreams, and then all of a sudden the next day you have all these random ads for pina coladas popping up. So besides that realm, what are the different like types of ads that you might run as a photographer?
Facebook ads, and when I say Facebook, it's both Facebook and Instagram. I suppose I should say Meta ads. It's all encompassing on one. They can be as complex as you want them to be. And a lot of times, you know, the good place to start, if you're just like, I have no idea what's going on, I don't know what to do, what this and how to get started, I think the best place to start is having something like a lead magnet campaign. And for those of you who don't know, so lead magnet is, a lot of times it's a PDF or it's some kind of resource that you're giving people in exchange for their email, right? So you have the ad, whatever, you know, the image, the some words, etc., and then people have to sign up, so they enter their name and email, and then you're sending them that resource, right? So for photographers, that could be something like, you know, top five poses for your wedding, or the list of, you know, whatever is connected to your niche. If it's a wedding, that would be about wedding. If it's a food photography, let's say, we're going to talk about, okay, how to shoot a very, you know, beautiful dish, right? And how to do those things. So it needs to be really connected to your offer. But basically, it's a free resource. And the beauty of that is, once people sign up for your email list, in the ideal world, you would be sending them email regularly, so at least once a week, and then you're building that relationship with people, and eventually they buy from you. So it's a longer term strategy, so it's not like people are going to buy tomorrow, but you have that audience, and you can build your business based on that audience over time. Now, once you're ready to get more complex, this is where we can do some retargeting, right? So let's say you have a number of people on your email list, and you want to have another ad that is specifically only for those people who are on your email list. And then we're like, I don't know, maybe following up with the offer, maybe, hey, I have a special promotion, hey, I have a fall mini shoots, whatever that could be, right? So then you can get a little bit more creative of like, who do I want to target and what is my message? Because I think in ads, like the big difference is, are we targeting cold people or your warm audience, right? So if people never heard from you, something like a lead magnet, again, can be a great starting point, because they're like, okay, well, I'm kind of warming up to you. I kind of want to know a little bit more, but I'm not ready to like buy tomorrow, right? Maybe they are, but a lot of times they aren't, right? And this way you're establishing that relationship. But if you have a warm audience, let's say you have an Instagram following, right? You can absolutely run ads to your Instagram following with, as I said, let's say a promotion, right? Or menu shoes or whatever that really is.
And with that too, when you're attracting a cold audience, you're able to kind of target your competitors' audience.
Yes, yes. So with the audiences in Meta Ads, there's basically three type of audience we have. One is your custom audience. So that is anything that is connected to you. So that would be your email list. You can upload that file. You can target your Instagram, your Facebook page following, all of that. So that is your custom audience that is yours, so to say. Then there is a lookalike audience. And that is the audience where you're basically asking algorithm to find more people that is similar to your existing audience. So let's say you have an email list and you're creating the lookalike audience. So people who are similar to people in your email list, but still a new people. So it's not the same people, but they're similar in their characteristics. And then finally, we have an interest audience. And this is where you can get really creative in who you're targeting. So there are things like, you know, obviously gender, age, location, those basic things. But also, like you said, we can see if we have some kind of a, you know, big photographer in the area and see if we can target them, right? Or, yes, people who are interested in photography or people who are like, you know, people who are recently engaged. Yes, we engaged in the last year, right? People who are interested in weddings, people who are like, there is so many different interests. Like there's literally thousands and thousands of those interests. So the beauty of it is like, it really doesn't matter what your niche is. There's probably interest out there for you. And yes, sometimes it requires some digging and testing and understanding, you know, again, your clientele and everything. And that's why I'm kind of like, you have to understand your audience and what they like, because I mean, the weddings is pretty straightforward. Yes, people engaged in the last year, they probably are looking to, you know, book a wedding and have a photographer there. That is pretty straightforward. But even if you have something a little more complicated, there are ways to target that for sure.
Hopefully this was able to show you, okay, what are ads? What are the different kinds of ads? And then how does it work to bring in those clients? So now that we have this basic understanding about ads and the wheels are turning for us, what are the latest trends in ads?
If you have heard anything about ads, there's been a lot of talk about iOS 14 update in Apple, and it affects on the how ads are, you know, being less effective. There's a lot of talk about this. And so I wanted to address that first. So iOS update, what it did, it basically allowed people to opt out of tracking, which means, let's say you have an ad on Instagram, right? And people click on the link and they go to your website. Well, if you're like, if people opt out of tracking, then you're like the algorithm doesn't know anymore what did you do on the website. So if we're in the case of a lead magnet, for example, if you go on the landing page, like, and you don't have information, did people sign up or they didn't, right? That kind of affects optimization. And like, if algorithm doesn't know who signed up, who didn't, it can't really find more people like who did, right? So it's kind of a messing up that process a little bit. Now, Facebook did introduce number of measures to combat this, like conversion API. And I like to say it's like a cousin of Pixel. So Pixel is when you put the little code on your website to track what people did on your website, and conversion API is very similar to that. It's also verifying your domain. So there's a number of tech tools that Meta has introduced to improve the tracking, but also a big trend right now is keeping people on the platform, right? So rather than sending people to your website and have a form on your website to where people sign up, all of that, you can use something like a lead form inside Facebook or Instagram, where once people click on the ad, they have a little form pop up inside Facebook and they can, you know, fill out information, kind of like a small landing page. It's just native to Facebook. And that's why one the algorithm knows exactly what's happening, who signed up, who didn't, all of that. Two, because Meta has information on its users, they probably have your email, right? So they're already pre-populating those people's information, and it's much easier for them to just submit, okay, yes, that's my information, submit, rather than having to type in a lot of people, you know, not doing that just because they're going on the landing page, too much work, I'm not going to do it. So the conversion rate of those forms are way higher than any landing page. And then those ads are usually actually cheaper because Facebook likes when people stay in the platform. They don't leave the platform, so they're, you know, it's better for them. So it's a win-win-win on all fronts, and I've really been using those ads a lot, and we have to.
I think that we used those on my previous launch because I still will get notifications here and there on my Instagram that will say new lead available. And then you click and it's like a whole, it looks like it's my flow desk almost, like my email service provider.
This episode of the Build and Bloom podcast is brought to you by Contractista, my favorite resource for lawyer-drafted photography contracts. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts and use the code BUILDBLOOM15 at checkout for 15% off lawyer-drafted legal documents. Contractista is your one-stop shop for attorney-drafted legal documents for entrepreneurs. Actually, not only are they attorney-drafted by a business and intellectual property attorney, but they're also peer-reviewed by attorneys with over 30 years of experience in contract drafting for multinational corporations. Anyways, Contractista actually has bundles specific for photographers that cover portrait photography contracts, wedding photography contracts, plus some legal disclosures that you have to put on your website. Just like you have to have car insurance to drive a car, you have to have attorney-drafted contracts for your clients and websites to run a business. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts. And protect yourself from that just in case. And you can use the code BUILDBLOOM15 at checkout for 15% off. That's jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts.
How would you get started with running ads?
For many people, like, ads can be really overwhelming. And don't get me wrong, they sort of are, because not only like you have to know your way around. And I always say, like, there are certain campaigns that are not that difficult to manage, but you have to start the right way. Like, as I mentioned just now when we were just discussing the updates, right? Like, there are certain tags that need to be in place, and like, you need to have it in place for your ads to be successful. And so can you do them by yourself? You probably can. You probably can YouTube and Google a bunch of things, but it is gonna take you time and effort into just figuring it out, and it can get really frustrating. To be honest, even like working with ads on a daily basis for a couple of years now, I'm still like, oh man, they introduced something new. Why you cannot just relax and like, because new things and like, you wish that you can, you know, Google and find out information, but part of the challenge is that it changes all the time. Like, things that worked even half a year ago do not work anymore, right? Things that were there half a year ago, maybe they're not there anymore. There's something new, right? So you have to be constantly like kind of updated and knowing what's going on. And so for that reason, like, I want people to be able to access ads because I think it's very powerful tool. And I think it's very important that more people get into that because, you know, when we have small businesses utilize ads, that allows them to grow faster and propel their business going forward. Like, it's better for everyone, right? And so I've created this ad intensive called Lead Magnet Express. And this is where I basically take your hand and guide you through ads manager. And we set up together that lead magnet campaign. Right. So it's not an ongoing retainer. It's much, you know, more affordable in that regard. but you know that everything is nice and sound. So we set up all the tech that needed, we set up that pixel, that verifying domain, that conversion API, if we can, you know, based on your website, all of that. And then we create that ad for you to where you know that it's nice and it's what's working right now. And then we set up that lead form that we were just discussing. And we do it together to where you can see step by step what is done. You can ask questions along the way. And we also discuss, okay, how do you manage it going forward? Like, what's the numbers that you should expect? Because it's a lot of times it's like, okay, there's like 15 different numbers. Like, what do you pay attention to? And so we're able to discuss that. And then people also have like a 30-day Slack support after we've done that, so they can come back and ask questions and all of that.
This podcast episode is brought to you by HoneyBook. HoneyBook is a client management program. You are able to have your client submit their inquiry form on your website and have this system automate the entire booking process. So once you get that client inquiry, they're popped at the top of your funnel and booked hands-free. So now instead of the cycle of responding to inquiries manually, answering the questions, following up with ghosted clients, you know the drill, this process should now take you 10 minutes because it is automated. So before we get back to the episode, let's talk about getting paid. Another feature I love is that you can set up a payment schedule with your clients and HoneyBook will automatically remind them that the payment is almost done and it will invoice them. I love that you could set up various payment schedules with your clients. You can break it down by percentage, exact amount, and HoneyBook will do all the math for you. It will automatically remind them when payments are due or about to be due, and it will invoice them. So there's no more back and forth for you trying to track down that final payment. You can head to jessicawhitaker.co/honeybook to snag a free trial with no credit card required to set up. And if you love it, you'll get 50% off your first year. That's jessicawhitaker.co/honeybook.
If somebody is wanting to go into wedding photography and they have the experience, they've been second shooting, they've booked several weddings, but they're ready to go from part-time to full-time, would you say one of the steps that you should consider when you're making that transition from part-time to full-time is running ads?
A foundation of any business is having clients, right? You know, sometimes we forget about that. Sometimes we get really into like, oh, I need to learn more. Oh, I need to, you know, maybe have a beautiful website. Oh, I need to do all of these things. And those things are great. And there's time and place for that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying otherwise. But sometimes we try to learn, like, we try to learn how to swim by reading a book, right? Like, you have to get in front of people. You have to get that, you know, just people simply knowing about you. And I think for that purpose, like if you're struggling to hire new, you know, like as you said, cold people specifically, then yes, running ads can get you more exposure for sure. I would say a little caveat, like I would recommend if you're just starting out to have a few, you know, clients from just referrals, your network, all of that, because I think that's an easier way to book clients. But once you have your feet wet, you know what you're doing, all of that, at least to a certain degree, you can definitely get into ads. And as I said, I think lead magnet is a great way to get started because this is where you can just grow your audience. And then once you're emailing people, you're providing value, you know, all of that, then they can become clients for you too.
That's so good. And just a reminder to you guys that the lead magnet is something that you are giving them for free that's providing value. So a PDF download, for example, if you have been following along on either Build and Bloom or my own Instagram account, chances are you have come across some kind of email opt-in where you are able to get a PDF lesson or even a video lesson, and you had to exchange your email address for that. And then after I have your email, you're given that free download. But then you're also able to continue to receive offers, whether they're free or if it's a paid offer, like booking a photo shoot with me or joining the Business Basics class. And so you're going to be on the email list. And so thinking about how you're able to utilize that in your own photography business. How, Dara, you had the perfect example where it's a PDF guide on like 5 poses, or maybe it's like what to wear for a photo shoot. Take a question that clients ask you during the booking process and have that be the opt-in. Have it be the link in your bio. And then when they exchange their email address, you can even put them into like an email sequence, like a welcome sequence. And then with the Meta ads, like Daria is saying, you're able to really hone in on, okay, if somebody visits your lead magnet page, or on, if it's within Meta, within Facebook, but they don't sign up, they're retargeted with an ad, or if they visit a product page, like let's say you're selling some kind of digital download and they don't actually add it to the cart, then you're able to have Facebook, because you put in this specific code, like a pixel, it's called a pixel, and nobody can see it, but it's just in the code on your website. Then that pixel, if they don't add it to their cart, or if they don't take a certain action on the page, then Daria is able to customize an ad that's specifically for people who didn't add it to their cart. You've probably gotten ads before where you're just online shopping and you checked out a sweater, and then all of a sudden that sweater is on your Pinterest page and you get an email like, did you forget something? Add to cart. You're retargeted on Facebook for it. So you're able to do this within your own business. And when you go onto the Facebook business manager, it's so overwhelming, and it changes like daily is what it seems like, just like you're saying, Daria, because when I first onboarded with you, I had to like add you into the business manager and do a couple things. And you provided like a very clear PDF walkthrough of exactly what to do, exactly how to do it. So then Daria will have full access to my ad manager, essentially, and like my business dashboard. So I don't have to worry about how it's constantly changing, because then she'll be like, hey, you know, or then I'll be like needing to go into my business manager for a different reason. And it's a completely different layout and format. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that I've hired somebody to do this for me. And with that also being said, I've hired other people in the past to do ads, and they've done an okay job, but it's nowhere near as what feels like custom to how you've worked with me. Like, you've gotten to understand my brand voice, and that's because of the questionnaire that like I'm filling out with you beforehand. And in the past, I was first launching my workshop and I had somebody who was doing ads. And I think this is when video ads were first getting started, and they're like, okay, just record a video ad. But I'm like, I don't know. What do I say in the ad? You know, I know that there has to be a specific almost sequence in how you're delivering the information and timing wise. What am I supposed to do? And so with you, you have a script that you're providing, and this is like the case for retargeting ads and everything. So I really love that. It feels very custom. It doesn't just feel like, and I'm not saying that this was the previous person, but I've heard from my some of my peers who they feel like the Facebook ad person that they've hired is just like a copy and paste of all the same copy, all the same text for all their clients. Pretty much, it doesn't feel like them. It's almost like a, I don't want to say script, because that's what I'm saying for the, when you're helping me with the video aspect, but it feels very, is methodical the word? I don't know what the word would be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think there is an interesting balance, because on one hand, when you're working with clients and you know, like this works, right?
Yeah.
Like you want to make sure that you're providing what works. I think in the photography, probably the same way. Like if you know that this pose looks really nice, you might have had multiple people do the same pose, right? But at the same time, you also want to take a personality of the client in a consideration, and what, you know, their brand voice, their colors, their, you know, personality, like their age, their how they're communicating, all of those things. So it's definitely a nice, it's a balance of finding that. And also, like, ads do change a lot. And that's not only in the in the like layout of business manager, which they did change, but also like in what is performing well. And yeah, like videos are great. And we see even about Instagram, there's more and more videos. Like we have reels now, and we have, you know, we started doing ads in the format of reels because that's what the platform is preferencing, all of that. But yes, finding that balance of what's working, what's also is for the client specifically, and all of that. And I also wanted to mention, since you were talking about the lead magnet, if some of your listeners may be at the place where like, well, this is all sound great and I want to run ads, but I have no like lead magnet, I have no idea how to create one and what to do. If you are enrolling in Lead Magnet Express, you are able to add like a add-on essentially, where in the bonus call, we'll like strategize your lead magnet step by step and create essentially the outline. We're not going to create the image, but we're going to create the step-by-step of what to say in the lead magnet so that it's not only valuable for your audience, but it's also very strategic to your offering. So it's kind of like buying from you is a very like natural next step after that lead magnet.
So Daria, do you mind just sharing with us what you have to offer as if somebody wants to hire you?
Sure. So in my business, I have basically two core offers. One is what we've been covering about Lead Magnet Express. And this is the ad intensive, where I basically guide you through, you know, some basics of ads manager setup. So if you never run ads, like we go through all of those things. We set up all the tech on the back end, discuss your lead magnet, create the ad for you, and schedule that ad together, and then discuss how to manage it. So basically, that is two calls of 90 minutes each plus 30-day Slack support. And again, if you don't have your lead magnet, you are able to add an extra call and have that taken care of before doing the Lead Magnet Express.
So with the creation of the lead magnet itself, this would be you have your Flowdesk, MailChimp, whatever the email platform is that you use, you have a bit of an email list, but creating the actual offer to bring more people to your list.
Yeah. So whatever that the lead magnet, right? Whatever is that free resource that you're maybe you're not sure what that could be for your business. Like we can do that. And I mean, creating email lists is probably not that difficult. Like you just go to you Google a platform and you create one. Like that shouldn't stop you. So that's for Lead Magnet Express. Now, for those of your listeners who might be at the higher level, right? Maybe they're making, I don't know, six figures and maybe multiple six figures in their business, and you're ready to go into ads, like dive into like full, you know, multiple campaigns, retargeting, all of those different complexities. This is where I offer my retainer package, Authentic Ads Boutique. And that is, as I said, this is where we strategize together. We create all the ads for you. There's multiple campaigns. There's all the bells and whistles that you can think of.
What an amazing show. I'm so grateful to Daria for coming on and donating her time and her talent and educating us on the basics of Meta ads. Don't forget to check out Daria at yellowirismarketing.com if you would like to work with her. Let her know that I sent you if you did. And you can also pop on over to her very informative Instagram account, which is Ads by Daria. All of her information will, of course, be listed in the description, the show notes of this episode. So pop on over there for direct links. I believe in you and I believe in your business. Thank you so much for listening once again to the Build and Bloom podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Build and Bloom podcast. If you love the show, leave us a review on iTunes to keep it running. This also helps other photographers to find this free resource. Looking for more? Join over 60,000 photographers in the Build and Bloom Facebook group. Just search for Build and Bloom in Facebook groups to join in the encouraging and empowering community. You can also find Jessica's tutorials and tools on YouTube and Instagram at Jessica Whitaker, and show notes and further resources on her website, jessicawhitaker.co. Thanks for spending time here. Catch you in the next episode.